Amazon.com, the world's largest online retailer, predicted it will finally turn a profit in the fourth quarter of this year. But to do that, the company will lay off 1,300 workers, about 15% of its workforce. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
The layoffs reflect a change in Amazon's corporate strategy. From the beginning, the company has focused on getting big fast without regard to profits. Now the company says it will sacrifice growth for profitability. Amazon's founder and CEO, Jeff Bezos, says the layoffs are painful but necessary.
It was clearly the right decision, clearly the right business decision for us as we pursue making this into a profitable company.
The company will close a distribution center in Georgia, idling 450 workers. In Seattle, the company will slash about 850 jobs in customer service, distribution, and corporate staff. While some layoffs were widely anticipated, the extent of the job cuts shocked and angered many employees, including Tony Blasio, who says she helped to build the company.
I started during the holiday season of 1998. And now there's a new management team that's decided that I'm just not worth it anymore. That doesn't make you feel very good.
Why do you think they're laying you off?
Oh, they're bean counters. They're slaves to Wall Street.
In the beginning, Wall Street bought into the growth first, profits later strategy. But over the past year or so, the value of Amazon's stock has plummeted about 80%. Wall Street is finally demanding profits. While profitability is clearly a big issue, some laid-off Seattle workers believe they were targeted for job cuts because of their efforts to form a union. Amazon says many laid-off workers will get a generous severance package and a stake in a trust fund of $2.5 million worth of company stock. On Tuesday, Amazon reported fourth quarter revenues that were up 44% from a year ago. On the other hand, Amazon drastically scaled back its revenue forecast for the coming year. While the company blamed it on the slowing economy, many Wall Street analysts were not persuaded. Still, the company did something it has never done before. It predicted when it would turn a profit. It said it would post an operating profit in the fourth quarter of this year, but the company said nothing about when it will post a net profit. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.